Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
And we're back. Bobo, do you want to give them the big FM DJ intro, Saturday morning wake up?
Live from the Wolf Radio Studios, located deep in the heart of Texas, this is the John Clay Wolf Show, powered by GimmeTheVin.com.
You know that guy, that Cumulus guy that's listened to you, said that you finally dropped your sack and smoked enough cigarettes and dope that you got your voice just right where you wanted it.
Mau Mau. Yeah, he always said that, man.
He made fun of you?
Yeah. Salesman, here's what happens in radio.
I don't need it.
Salesmen can get really big, and they can get big to the point of general managers, okay? To the point that they think they understand programming.
Yeah.
But they don't know what we do. JD, do they know what we do?
They don't.
What do we do?
I don't know.
Yeah, you buy cars on the radio.
Well, that's...
And there's a lot of talk.
We buy cars online. If you go to GimmeTheVin.com, put your car in, or just call in the show right now. This is our last segment on the Eagle for now, this week. 800-800-7234, 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO is the call-in number. You can call in, give me year, make, model, miles, I'll buy your car right now. What term?
Don't forget about the podcast, John Clay Wolf Show. Just go on iTunes and or any device that you have, and you can tune us in.
What about that device that Bobo had in his ex-wife's coat? Is the podcast on that?
Yeah, it is.
Possibly. take years of study.
It looked like it could be utilized as an antenna.
It sounds just like
Bobo,
this.
We're sitting here on the air 3 years ago,
yeah.
And Bobo has on a coat.
Yeah, he did.
And he pulled it out of the closet that he hadn't worn it in years. And then he whips out a great big dildo.
Uh-huh.
And he said, damn, what? I forgot about that.
You probably get a podcast on that deal.
We still have it in the box over
That's
there.
That's where my ex-old lady used to hide it, was in my old trench coat in the closet, so the kids didn't pick it up.
Well. Yeah. Now the kids know if they're
You probably get a podcast, don't it? Sound just like...
hum me.
Funny on every level.
Hum me, hum me. We can play What Song Is That from Bobo's Wife's Dildo. Give us a few bars, and first person to guess it wins Bobo's Wife's Dildo.
How about we stop saying the D word?
Okay.
Yeah, we stop that noise.
Will you shut up? I'm trying to guess the song. Hang on, stop. Turley, turn down Guns N' Roses in the background. I want
to. Oh, Thunderstruck, AC/DC.
Let's have a drink on me.
Oh, okay. Do another one then.
Same thing.
Do another one. It's not the same thing, damn it. Me all night long. Laying it on the line?
No, it's
lay it.
It's Cabo. Cabo Wabo.
Cabo Wabo.
JD,
let me take you down.
JD is so out right now.
I'm not even paying attention.
Okay, one more time. We're trying to guess the song.
I'm reading email.
That Bobo's Wife's Dildo is playing from iTunes.
Okay, I got a good
where
one.
You can find the podcast of the John Clay Wolf Show.
I got a good one. Ready? Okay.
Another one bites the dust.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Winner, winner.
Yay!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's just another.
You know what you won? You know what you won?
I'm scared to ask.
Set of 5D batteries.
I'm just glad it's over.
800-800-7234. Well, they're doing the NCDD tournament here on the Eagle, and maybe we should throw that in there in the prize pack.
Hell yes.
The greatest game show ever played on radio just happened, JD.
Just happened.
How are you not a part of that?
I missed it. I'm sorry. I was reading something.
Let me just slide in a little programming note. That total bit was all improvised, okay? No planning going on.
Folks, that's really what happens when you smoke a lot of
every
dope.
Every time I look at... Speaking of making fun, for some reason, Facebook... Poor girl. Every time I see this girl on Facebook, it's my brother's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And I just looked over and I see it. And I think... Is this nice of my dad... So my brother's in middle school. He's got a girlfriend. Maybe high school.
This is way back in the day.
Yeah, and he's just banging on my brother about how ugly his girlfriend is. She's so ugly. You had to tie a bone around her neck so the dog could play with her. I'll never forget him saying that. I'm like, damn, brother, that was cold. That was my dad talking to his son about his girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
Was she
your
homely?
Your girlfriend is so ugly that you had to put a bone around her neck so her dog would play with
her.
The only two people that love that girl are you and her dog. And the only way that her dog loves her, that's how it went. And I was thinking, man, that's cold.
Was she homely? Not that it matters. That's wrong anyway.
Grade. But she probably had, I think she had some guns on her.
Some guns.
In 8th, 9th, 10th grade, whatever year. I mean, the algorithm to attractiveness at that age weights heavily on chest.
Yeah, cans.
Cans.
You bet.
So your dad was just trying to make a point. Don't date ugly women because this is what will happen.
Well, that's misogynistic.
I'll tell you another point my dad made.
Sure.
He calls me. Boy.
Boy.
You know, it's 2 a.m.
Sure.
Hello. You been drinking? No, sir. I mean, you know, typical standard answer.
Sure. Yes, sir.
Bye. All right, good. Come down here. I need your help. Okay. So I pull, and we've been drinking. Sullen's are wasted. We've been out all night. So I drive down the street. We live in the country, about a mile down the road. And my dad's 96 Fleetwood Broham with skirts is balancing in the middle of the street perfectly on its side.
On its side?
Wow.
Perfectly.
How'd that happen?
He fell asleep, hit the ditch, hit the culvert, flip up, boom, on the side. His gun flies out. Everything's broken.
Why, of
and
course.
He knows the cops are coming. You know, when somebody's going to call the cops.
Sure.
And he wanted me to take the heat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you're drunk.
Because he's drunk, and he doesn't want to get a DWI, so he wants me to take it. And that's when I start confessing.
Right.
Hey, man, Dude. You know what I said I hadn't been drinking? I lied.
Yeah, Dad.
Can't help you on this one, dog. No, you're fine. You're fine. No, I'm not fine. Hello. Anyway, we pulled it over, and we got it towed, and no cops came. Boys! Me and my buddy.
Yeah.
Did y'all learn anything this evening? Yes, sir. What'd you learn, boy? Don't drink and drive. No, that ain't it.
That ain't it.
No matter how ugly she is, just go ahead and stay the night. I swear to God, this is all true.
That is the story of the tree and the apple.
800-800-7234. 800-800-7234.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my Lord. You know what I learned from that?
What?
Don't answer the phone after 10 or before 8 a.m.
There you go. There's the big story.
The news ain't good.
Why would you ever answer the phone at 2 in the morning?
You've been drinking.
Come on down. My car's balanced.
You've been drinking. That means balancing in the middle of the road.
800-800-7234.
800-800-7234. Call in now. I'll buy cars. Cheap cars, expensive cars, trucks, diesel trucks, Escalades. What you got? The damn market's high. It's red hot right now. The used car market's red hot. Sure it is.
Making some cash.
It's kicking. This is my time of the year to do well because the market's peaking.
Spring?
Yes. And that's why I'm not on spring break with my kids because there's too much money to be made. It's the truth.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are the kids?
They're sitting home waiting on me to tell them what we're going to do this weekend for spring break.
Gotcha.
I ain't got no plan either. Mm. I took them up to Nakona last weekend.
That's a cool place.
Yeah, but I've got no plan. Charlie, what'd you do for spring break with your kids?
Worked.
Yeah.
Wife took them to Dinosaur Valley for a day or so.
That's kind of fun.
Cool. Out in Glenrose?
Yeah, and then to Main Event. You know, she did a couple things because she took a couple days, but I was working.
Yeah. What'd you do with your kids, JD?
I called them and said, how you doing? They're 30.
800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Did you see the deal on the web about the Russian office party that wound up with a lynching?
What?
Did you not see it?
No.
What?
It wasn't a real lynching, but it was like Dress Like Americans Day. You need to look that up. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
It's pretty weird. Pretty out there. And somebody took a picture and obviously put it on their social media, and the world went crazy. She deleted her Facebook account, her Twitter account. She's trying to hide from it, but it's when you Google it up, you'll be like, whoa.
Speaking of that, along those lines, you remember Joe's Crab Shack? They have little pictures up on the wall, and recently somebody looked at one of those pictures, and it was the actual picture of a lynching.
Lynch mob, yeah.
Of a lynch
really?
Mob.
Really?
Yeah, in Joe's Crab Shack. And the Joe's Crab Shack people said, yeah, we knew that, but we thought it was a historical thing to put on the wall. No, it's not.
And so after 30 years in business, finally a black person walks into Joe's Crab Shack and notices it, and they're all offended.
That's why we have Bobo.
Hey, you said you got a new gun.
Yeah, I did.
What'd you get?
I bought a Ruger Mini 14.
Awesome. What is that?
223. It's a deer rifle, basically. It's a semi-automatic carbine.
Uh-huh.
223 caliber.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to probably hunt with it.
Hunt what?
Deer.
You're a deer hunter now?
I've always been a deer hunter.
I couldn't imagine
now, listen,
hunting
I haven't hunted,
deer with you. It'd be like hunting snipe with my kids.
I haven't hunted since I was probably 14 because I don't feel like getting up at 4 in the morning and climbing a tree.
Right.
Okay.
Can I ask why you guys do that? Deers come out all day. You see them?
No, they don't.
Yeah. Oh, excuse
not
me.
Not like they do in
no,
the morning.
No, the good bucks, they're smart. They know they're going to get shot. They're out chasing tail. It's the same thing everybody else is doing.
They're the first that move to the water. Right before the sun comes up.
The big
up.
Ones.
So you have to be there early.
All right, all right. So you got a gun, you're going deer hunting, and when are you going to go deer hunting?
In the fall.
What are you hunting for?
What am I hunting for?
A buck or meat?
Meat.
Trophies or meat?
I'd like to pop a couple of big fat does.
For years you've been doing that.
But no.
You've been hunting meat without the gun. Big fat does. And I didn't know if you were going to clean up and try to go for a trophy.
I got a lot.
Because I've seen
of...
some of the stuff he's drug in. No, he is a meat hauler.
I think it's obvious. We're not a trophy bunch.
No.
You know, my dad's never put a head on the wall. We don't hunt for that. It's just for the freezer.
No, Bobo's just going out because he wants to go smoke dope in the woods. That's what a lot of guys do when they go hunt. That's just their escape from the world.
You can't because the deer will smell you, man. You can't do
that. You got to cover yourself in deer urine. Hang on. JR, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I have a 2005 Lincoln Town Car. It's the Signature Edition. Mm-hmm. It's got about 26,000 miles on it. It's in very good condition.
Wow.
JR, you sound like you're 30 years old. Is that about right?
That's pretty good.
Okay, so...
I had 20 years to it.
Oh, really? You sound young. Because it's like, how the hell do you have an old town car? Who died and left you this car with 20,000 miles?
My next door neighbor.
Okay. Did you already buy it?
No.
Give him $5,000 and sell it to me for $65,000.
Okay.
All right.
Well, he's dead, so.
We buy dead people cars all the time. We know all about airship papers and all that stuff. I'll give $6,500 for it. If you get it for.
Okay.
Since he's dead, he ought to be easy to negotiate with. Go say, hey, I'll give you two. Okay, I'll give you three. You chintzy bastard. And then give him $35,000 and just leave the check and take the car and bring us the title, and then we'll give you $65,000.
So let me ask you, he was a smoker, so I got the car detailed, and not all of the smoke came out. Mm-hmm. Is that an issue?
We're going to have to back it up a little bit for that, yes. It depends, but I have a deionizer deal that I can make it work. What do you have to pay for the car?
I haven't paid anything for it. I just want to find out.
No, the question is, what do you have to pay for the car?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm trying to establish a value for it, so when I sell it, I will be able to...
Well, you're selling it to me, or I'm not your free coach. I'm not your life coach. I'm your partner on this deal. You and I have become partners. When you dial that number, you and I got in business together.
Okay.
So now you need to go to givemethevin.com, put the VIN number in, put the deal, say, talk to Wolf on this, have him call me. When I get off there, we'll call. We'll get this car, but we'll make some money off this dead guy.
No, I don't want to do that. I just want to find out the fair market value, though. But thank you so much.
He's lying. He doesn't want to admit what he's doing.
He's a strokey stroker.
I'm sitting here trying to give the right money, and he's trying to be flaky.
Stroke man.
So if I give him $7,500, now he's going to change his tune.
Yeah.
He wants to sell it, but he doesn't want to sell it to me.
Right. Nope, exactly.
You know the difference between a bitch and a whore is?
Yes, we do. But tell us. A bitch.
Will...
Yes.
No, with a hoe sleeps with everybody. Yes. A bee sleeps with everybody but you. And that is you, JR. You are a bee. And you can keep your town car because I don't want it anymore. 800-800-7234. My name's John Clay Wolf. Uh-huh. Our podcasts are on iTunes. We are clicking off the Eagle. We're going to Houston for two more hours. You can go to whatever.
Just go to the website.
Go to our website, givemethevin.com. Click radio, click listen live, and you can stream us. Be back next Saturday right here, Houston. Stay tuned. We'll be in Louisiana. We'll be right back.
See you, bye.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
Chris, you've got an old town and country van with a million miles on it. What do you want for it? Chris, you there? 97 town and country, Chris. Oh, I need to bring him up.
Yeah.
Why don't I pick him up? Maybe that'll help. Chris, I'm sorry, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What you want for your van, Holmes?
I was looking to get maybe $1,500.
I can't sell them. I don't. I'd have no. If I gave you $500 for it, I think I'd lose $100. I'd lose after shipping and sale fee because I can just sell it to the Mexicans at the auction, the Mexican dealers. Once they get that many miles on them, there's not a. The note dealers don't want them because the transmissions don't last in that model. So.
Had the engine and the transmission rebuilt recently.
Yeah, that's cool. Bad investment, but that's cool. I mean, I'm glad. It just I wish I would have caught you earlier to tell you not to do that because they just don't bring anything. Let me pull it up. 97 Chrysler Town Country. Is it leather, LXI, LX? What have you got?
LXI.
Okay. Leather. So, these things were worth so much money back in the day, Turley. I remember I used to love these things.
Expensive.
So now, let's look. I'm going to read off a thing called MMR, Manheim Market Report, and this shows transactions around the country on this car recently. 168,000 miles in Central Florida did 700.
Hey.
139,000 miles in Baltimore, Washington did 500.
That's good miles, too.
124,000 miles in Central Florida did 900.
Mm-hmm.
254,000 miles in Milwaukee did 175.
God.
So here's the problem is I buy this car from you for $500 and I ship it and I've got nowhere to go with it. So I sell it at an auction for $500 and then I lose my shipping and I lose my auction fee. So I literally need to buy this car from you for $75. That's my offer.
Nope.
I hear you. Give it to somebody. Hey, don't write off the car. Don't write off the kid. Write off the car. 800-800-7234. 800-800 radio. Going from a $125,000 G-Wagon yesterday to a 97 Town and Country for $75, we have covered the entire spectrum
here.
Oh,
we have. Hey, it's Casey.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Michael. And Bobbo, how are you?
What do you say, old Casey, old boy?
You smell like baloney. How you doing? Good morning. Hey, this is the top 10 reasons for missing work. After St. Patrick's Day, a lot of people now are going to be calling in sick on Monday. Some will be playing, of course, the big basketball tournament thing. But a lot of them will be hungover. So here's
the
top 10
excuses. I had a question for you.
Yes, yeah.
Did you hear Bobbo singing podcast tunes from his ex-wife's dildo earlier?
No, I believe Casey missed it. He was in the other room.
It was unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it good? Should we hear it again?
We should.
Okay. Should we do it after the top 10?
We should.
Before?
We should.
Here comes the top 10 excuses.
Do you want? Should we do the top 10 off of Bobbo's ex-wife's dildo and see if we can guess what it's saying? Hey, we'll give an example.
Oh, so Casey Kasem does the top 10 songs played on Bobbo's wife's dildo?
Yes.
Casey's not ready for this.
I think maybe we should aim for the term soft machine, fellas.
Let's start. Number 10.
That is the theme from A Summer Place.
That's right. Wow. See, Casey knows his music, man.
Go ahead, Casey. Take it away.
Top 10 excuses for missing work after St. Patrick's Day. Number 10, my alternator went out in Boyd. Number 9, you had to be here early in the show to get that one. Number 9, hey, have you ever had the green poops? Number 8, the luck of the Irish didn't work with that cop that stopped me. Number 7, green beer is apparently much higher in alcohol content, Bobbo.
It is.
Number 6, I was really sick of throwing up. Number 5, the top 10 reasons why you're going to call in sick after St. Patty's Day. A lot of people celebrating this weekend. Let's see here. Number 5, staying in bed was the only way to keep it from spinning. Number 4.
Vibrator, true. Bobbo. True. That's what we should have said. Vibrator.
Yes, thank you. Casey loves you. My dog ate my car keys and I had to wait for them to reappear. Number 3, might have been a leprechaun.
It
told
could be
me
like
to stay
Charlie
home.
Brown's teacher. It could be a character in the show.
Might have been a leprechaun.
Who else seen the leprechaun say yay?
Yay!
A St. Patrick's Day classic. Casey loves this one. Number 2. Hey, no one wants to see me naked and painted green. And number 1, the number 1 reason people call in Monday sick after St. Patty's Day. Hey, chewing off your arm is not as easy as you would think. There it is, the top 10 reasons why folks might call in.
Woke up under a big green girl.
Yeah, sick. After, you been there, Bobbo, have you?
Yes, sir.
Keep your feet in the ground.
Sir,
keep
yes,
reaching
sir.
For the stars.
Thanks, Casey. Daniel, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. What
We're
you got?
Great.
Good. We got a 2010 Nissan Rogue SL, black on black, cloth interior, with about 50,000 miles on it.
Huh? What color? Black on black. Cloth. it's an SL, but it's cloth, right?
Yeah, correct. It's cloth.
That's odd. Two-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
Two-wheel drive.
Does it have a sunroof?
It does not have a sunroof.
What makes it an SL?
That's what it says on the back. Okay. I don't know.
Somebody might have done the old put an L next to the S package on you. We used to do that back in the day.
Super low down.
Yeah,
let's see.
I don't know. My wife, it's technically my wife's car. She bought it brand new, so I...
Okay, then no. I doubt the Nissan dealer bumped to the SL look-alike package. I take that back. Yeah. If you bought it new.
Yeah, correct.
But I need to confess something. When we first got in the business, you could take an LS Tahoe and make it an LT, like the 96, 97s, and paint the door handles, put leather in them, and paint the mirrors, and put LT badges on them, and they bring 3,000 more.
Huh.
There was no There was no difference. There was no difference. And even on today, on the LTZs versus the L... Anyway, I don't want to get all into that geek stuff. Okay, how much more than $8,000 is this thing?
How much what?
How much more than $8,000 is it?
I was trying to get 10 for it.
That's about two more than $8,000.
Well, why don't we split the difference, do the old meet in the middle routine and go 9?
I could do. What do we split the difference once again? 95.
But see, I don't. I've got to transport your car. I try to make $300 to $400 a car. So now you're getting into my money, homie.
You ain't split the difference two times, Jack.
I mean, I work cheap. I produce a check, and it actually clears every single time, and it goes quick, and you don't have to jack with nothing. And I overbid almost all my competition, and now you're getting me. Now I'm going into commercial mode. And by the way, if you got a CarMax offer, I'll beat that offer. And if I don't beat your CarMax offer, I'll overnight you Federal Express a check for $100 for the opportunity. And that's true. So anyway.
Sell us your car.
I do. I listen pretty much every Saturday. This is my first time caller.
Good, good. I think $9,000 is the money. Let me look at some. Because it's not leather. It's not roof. I buy for
Your best friends at KBB put it at 12.
Yeah, those son of a bitches. Average MMR is 9,500.
Those guys are fags.
They are fags.
Right where I'm at. And, right where I'm at.
So 95 buys it. Where are you living? Where you be staying?
We're up in Spring.
Okay. 55,000 miles. Let's split it one more time. How much for a rib? How much for one rib? How much for Coke? Okay. What if I just cut my hands and you pour some in it? Let's split it one more time and go 92 and a half.
92 and a half. I don't know. Your data shows 95. That's really where I'd like to be. I started at 10.
I understand.
So let's keep it 95 and we got a deal.
So now I can't tell you what my data says anymore. You're going to use it against me. You sound just like my old lady.
My data says you're a bitch.
My data says... up yours. No. Let's see here. Okay, I'm gonna look at one. Turley, what's this? It's a 10, dude. It's 6-year-old Nissan.
Miles?
It's got 55. It's got good miles. I mean,
she just drove it right to school. She's a teacher. Yeah. You know.
I wouldn't go a dime over 7.5 personally.
But you, Baba, you don't know the market. If I followed you, man, I'd drive right off a cliff. Okay, I'm gonna look at something else.
You'd be buying it. $1,500 cheaper.
You think it works? All right, buy it for $9,500. I'll buy it. I'll do your deal. $9,500. It needs a clean Carfax. If it's got a bad Carfax, it will not work there. So here's what we're going to do. Go to givemethevin.com, load the pictures, load the VIN number. It really takes, if you've got your VIN number handy and take two snaps with your phone, this will take all of 30 seconds. It's not some long form. All we need is the VIN, the miles, and the pictures. Push the button. They'll send you the offer letter. Well, what we're going to do with the VIN is pull the auto check and the Carfax history and make sure it's legit. And the pictures just give us a feel for what it is. No hail damage, please. And we'll line it up for Monday or Tuesday pickup whenever you want.
Rock and roll, man. I really appreciate it. I'm out about right now. Give me about a half an hour. I'll get it done.
Thank you, sir. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO, and any of you guys can do that at GiveMeTheVIN, VIN.com.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Woohoo! So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Dude, that dude had a teacher car, man.
Teacher cars are fine.
No, no, no. There's nothing more broken down or depraved than an educator in public schools today, man. Seriously. It used to be the high school teachers were all happy.
Yeah.
Because kids are, you know, halfway, kind of half-assed mature and easy to be around. But these little, you know, second, third, fourth graders, those little son of a guns, man, spend a whole day in a room full of those people.
How, what's up with the good-looking teachers having sex with the students?
I'll go you one better than that. What's with these sixth and seventh grade boys that can't keep their mouths shut?
There you go.
Now, what are you talking about there?
Well, I mean, you know, because it wouldn't come out. We wouldn't know about it if they didn't go home and tell mom, dad.
This happened in school.
Well, I'll tell you what happened.
Get the police involved.
What happens is he tells somebody, some kid gets jealous, and that kid goes and goes, oh, really? Well, I'm going to go tell somebody. That's what happens.
But back in my day, we'd hear about it, but you didn't think it was real.
We heard about it, you didn't think it was real.
Yeah. Right.
There was this intern teacher deal from TCU in our English class, and everybody said she had game. I'm like, yeah, right. And then when I got out of high school, I ran into her bar, and I'm like, oh, there's Mrs. Hornsby. Let's see how gamey she is. And she was drinking with us and all that, but she wasn't wanting to throw no leg.
Huh.
That you know of.
Hornsby.
Maybe the teachers are a little bit more undercover back then, too. Now they just
don't everything
care.
Was more undercover.
But now they like, I mean, you read these stories where the dykey volleyball coach has everybody over for a gangbang.
Yeah.
It's like like
maybe
old
that was
school.
Happening before, but people.
I'm here for the gangbang. I'm here for the gangbang. I mean, and everybody's videoing it. I mean, they're playing.
There you go.
That's the problem.
There's the problem.
Social media.
Social media is the problem. I think it was happening before. We just had no way of getting it
Are
out.
Are teachers real freaky? Is this?
Yes. Oh, the few that I've dated, some of the freakiest ever.
That's what I'm talking about with the car, man.
Oh, man, I dated a first grade teacher.
Really?
You'd think, oh, man, when she was in school, straight arrow with the kids, da-da-da. Out, oh, my Lord.
I don't know any of my kids' teachers. I stay away from them. I don't even know their names.
It was fun.
Right, Closet Mannix, man. They're all Closet Mannix.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Which is very usable.
You're going to get some calls from some teachers that are going to set you straight here, both of you.
I'm just telling my experience.
Oh. I'm counting on
alleged.
That. That's all. No, my experience was not alleged. My experience was real.
Have you ever dated a teacher, Bob?
I'm counting on that experience.
Have you ever dated a teacher?
You know, I don't think I have. Not as a grown-up.
Were those gals that you and Kyle took back to your apartment and they stole your TV? Wasn't one of them a teacher?
No, that's not what happened at all, man.
What happened?
We didn't take those girls anywhere, dude. We just picked them up, dropped them down the road. I was just trying to scare Kyle.
And then your TV got stolen.
Yeah, but that wasn't those girls, man. That was my neighbors from down the hall.
You guys are losing the audience.
Yeah, this is all very inside
I'm in the
stuff.
Audience and I'm losing. I'm lost.
So
it can be a great story with a setup, but it takes a lot of time.
No, I don't have that much time.
Okay.
I ain't got that much time. But they stole just your TV?
No, all kinds of stuff, man.
Did you ever shake them down?
Two TVs, a wallet, a checkbook, my favorite BB gun.
And where were you when all this was happening?
I was in bed in my bedroom.
Passed out.
Yeah.
There you go. Alcohol.
So your home got robbed while you were there.
That wasn't alcohol. That was burglary, man.
But you were passed out.
In another room.
And there was no chemicals in your system.
Well, there might have been a
little. Thank you.
How do you not hear somebody in your house?
Take two TVs out.
I mean, that's not loud. Well, no.
The TVs were still in the boxes, man. Yeah. They were new. They hadn't even been
put
up
I fell asleep last night at 8. I laid down. My kids have bunk beds, and I was walking by after dinner. I'm like, I'm going to lay down for a minute and read on my phone, read the newspaper on my phone.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to. I told myself I'm not going to fall asleep
not
in here.
Do it.
I woke up at 3:40 this morning.
Boy.
And I've been up ever since.
That's how you do it.
I'm tired of these crazy going to sleep early and waking up in the middle of the night. I don't know what's up. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. What year did they change the body style on the Equinox? I forgot.
It's not the newer year. It's a 2007. It's more of the kind of squared off body.
It looks like the 05?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How many miles? 100 even?
Yeah, it's at like 99,000. It'll hit 100,000 though pretty soon.
Is it leather or cloth?
It is leather.
So does it have a sunroof?
It does not have a sunroof. It does have the heated seats. I mean, it pretty much has everything except the sunroof on it.
How long have you owned it?
I've had it for about a year and a half now.
Okay. The money on it is $5,000.
$5,000? Mm-hmm. Okay.
If it's nice. It's got to be nice there. If it's not real nice, then it's $4,000.
Okay. All right. That's about what I was expecting. So
just curiosity, what did you pay for it a year ago, and where did you buy it? Did you buy it from a dealer or from an individual?
I bought it from an individual. He just kind of started his own little car dealership at an auction, and I got it from him for $6,200. At that time, it had about 89,000 or so miles on it.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad, though.
So I thought I got a pretty good deal. I was just kind of curious as to what it would go for now if I wanted to upgrade to something else. So that's about what I was expecting, though. So,
well, one thing we are is on the money. We know our car business. We don't know anything else, and we say stupid things on the radio, but we do know our car business.
Hey, love the show. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, sir. I'm in a Ferrari store yesterday buying some trade-ins and working a deal on a bunch of Highline cars.
Wow. What kind of trade-ins do they have at a Ferrari store?
Well, Ferraris that are overage that they want to sell. That one of them we were $20,000 apart on. I offered him $240,000, and he wanted $260,000, and he's like, we'll go $250,000. And I was like, I went up to $245,000. I was $5,000 away from buying this car.
Wow. How are you not sweating bullets offering that big of money?
I mean, $1 million.
Man, I ride deep, dog. I mean, who are you talking to, man?
I'm about peeing my pants on $50,000. Right. I can't imagine $250,000. Good lord!
But it does screw your head up because you just bought something for $125,000, and then there's another one for $125,000, and then you get to this. Oh, it's a little bit more. And then he showed me this junky old Porsche that was $47,000. And then when I left there, I'm like, man, I shouldn't have bought that Miley ass Porsche. But my head was so screwed up with these big things. It sounded cheap.
They know how to do it.
Yeah. It did. It sounded cheap. That's right.
They bring you the big stuff first, and then you go $47,000. Throw that in for free. Yeah.
Short sale, right?
Right. It's like, it's got $60,000 on it. And I got home. I think that's what woke me up in the middle of the night. It's like, I gave $47,000 for a 60,000-mile Porsche.
Wow.
What the hell am I doing?
So when you look at their
got up in the middle of the night and rebooked that thing. I'm like,
to make sure,
I think I screwed up with this Porsche.
Second guessing.
It's a turbo, but it's got 60 on it. I mean, who wants a 60,000-mile Porsche for $50,000? Some broke ass that can't get financed.
Yeah.
That's who.
Somebody wants to look like they're riding deep.
A broke ass somebody who can afford a $50,000 car.
No, the guy that wants the $60,000 mile Porsche for $50,000 is a guy that's going to have trouble getting financed. Because the guy that can ride a check.
Why is he buying a $50,000 car?
Because he wants to look like he's riding in a $100,000.
Okay. Right.
He's trying to keep his girlfriend happy.
Okay.
And his in-laws impressed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just put a piece of tape over the odometer.
He's got 50 somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're missing the point. He ain't got the 50.
Oh, he ain't got the 50.
He cannot get financed.
He's putting up a front.
He wants it, but he can't buy it.
Can't do it.
Makes it hard to sell.
Gotcha.
But what was it? Okay, Ferraris, get this story. And I'd heard this and I knew this, but I'd forgotten. So when you order a new Ferrari, when you can't buy a new Bobo, you hit the lottery and you go to Ferrari Houston.
That's okay, what I'll do.
And you want to buy a 358 GTB or whatever they're called.
Okay.
They say, man, we appreciate it, but we can't do it because you don't qualify. But I'm paying cash. Why don't? Well, there's you got to be in the club.
What?
In the factory.
Almost like being with a Republican.
The factory approves who gets to drive the new. The 700 or 1,000 new Ferraris that get sold in America a year.
This is just like being a Republican. Go ahead.
They won't sell them to anybody. Huh. And on the bottom of the order sheet, they ask, what is his Ferrari or her Ferrari trade-in? And if you're not driving a current Ferrari, then you can't buy a new Ferrari. So they're like, hey, you can't buy a new one, but we can sell you this, 1,500-mile
2013. I have cash, and they won't sell me a new Ferrari?
No.
Screw them.
No. They can't.
They can't.
Now, if they have one in stock, like the Californias, those aren't selling as well.
Okay.
The rear engine cars are the ones that are hot.
Yeah.
The front engine cars, they'll sell you that if they got it stocked. But most of these Ferraris are all pre-sold. And then if you buy a new one for $320,000 and you keep it under 1,500 miles, or maybe it's 2,000 miles, and trade it back in within a year, they'll give you all your money back.
What?
And sell you another one.
How can that be?
So he has all these. The book of business is rich people that are ordering new Ferraris every year. Oh. And so there's only so many allocated, and gotcha. Only the club
okay.
members get to have.
Get you.
So, Bob, if you win the lottery, uh-huh. or if we sign a big radio contract and we're all rich, and you're going to buy your new Ferrari, you got to buy a used Ferrari first from them that's registered with them, and then trade it in a year.
That's so ridiculous.
To make sure you're a real Ferrari guy.
You know what I'd buy, man?
What?
If they'll sell it to me, I don't know. Now you've got me full of doubts.
I would
buy me a snow cone truck.
Here
man.
We go. I knew it.
You know?
I knew it.
And not to sell snow cones either, just to have my own private, personal, damn snow cone truck.
And what would be the music that would come out of that snow cone truck?
The used Ferraris bring more than the new Ferraris.
Wow, do they?
Yes. Yeah, so to get in line... To sell one at MSRP, you've got to be in the club. And then you get to buy one under market value. And then when you trade it in, you get all your money back and you get to do it again.
You know,
so they're like allowing you to be in their deal.
No idea.
It's
a little underbelly.
I thought it was BS. And then he was really explaining it to me. I was like, you've got to be S-ing me. He's like, nope.
You know what music said, would come out of my snow cone truck, JD?
What?
It'd be a Steely Dan song. You know what it sounds like? You want to hear it?
Let me hear it. I knew it.
Reeling in the Years by Steely Dan.
There you go.
I got it.
Brought to you by
really
Bobo's Ex-Ladies Vibrator.
I would buy snow cones from you, I promise.
800-800-7234 or givemethevin.com. I will buy your Ferrari if you want to sell one.
Right.
800-800-RADIO. 800. And if you do put in Highline cars in our deal, tell us about the services because you know and I know them that it's expensive stuff. And if it needs the big service, you got to tell us about it because it's going to affect the value. My name's John Clay Wolf, and I buy cars all across the spectrum, $1,000 to $200,000 on the radio right here. 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO.
To the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
And you don't stop because you can't. You won't. And you don't stop when you can't. You won't. And you don't stop.
My feet coming out the shoe shine.
I got the brand new
dudes,
I guarantee like
you.
I'm on like
that's
a John. Yeah,
I love this song.
Ooh. Evergreen. Evergreen.
What are you talking about, Bobo?
Come see me. Corey, is this a 6-liter or a 7.3?
Hey, what?
Is your engine, your F-250, a 6-liter or a 7.3-liter?
It's a 06. Or 6.0, I'm sorry.
Okay, 6.0. That was a not trying to beat up your truck. I was a Ford dealer back then. That was a terrible, terrible year for that engine. Have you not had any problems with it?
The EGR...
Yep.
Deal went out on it here a while back,
mm-hmm.
and I recently had it fixed. Cost me about $4,000.
Did you? Mm. Did they bulletproof it? Did they just run the whole thing? Did they do the whole package?
I had an individual do it.
Mm-hmm.
He is retired from
Ford.
One of the dealerships over here in Beaumont,
mm-hmm.
and he. He opened a business up on the side, and I brought it to him and his brother-in-law, and he redid the whole engine.
Is it leather or cloth?
It's leather.
So it's a lariat. Is it, on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yes, sir. It's a Continental edition lariat.
Well, I've never heard
100th edition.
Okay.
It was my dad's truck, and when he passed away here last year. I got it from him.
Is it a four-wheel drive or a two-wheel drive?
Four-wheel drive.
Long bed or short? It should be short bed with as a two-wheel.
Short wheel base, yes. Four-door.
I'm $6,000 to $7,000.
$6,000 to $7,000 on it?
Yep. And I'm scared to death of it, but I trust what you're saying on this. I kind of swore these things off. They're so bad. I mean, like you said, you had a problem and you take it to a mechanic, cost you $4,000 to fix it. Sounds like you fixed it right, though. And if it is fixed right, we're all cool.
Yeah.
But I'll be damned if if it's all...
He did a good job on it. I mean, I ain't had no problem with it since he done it. He told me that was a big deal with them trucks.
Oh, yeah.
EGR
sure.
messing up on them. And
do you have the receipt from the work he did? Because I'm going to need to prove it when I go to sell it.
Oh yeah, I got all the paperwork on it.
Okay. Well, go to givemethevin.com and load it in there, and we'll get to working on it. But I'll buy it.
Okay, man.
All right, thanks. 800-800-7234, 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO.
Wheeling and dealing, John Clay Wool.
Oh, yeah. This has been the busiest month I've had in...
Ever?
No, about 12 years.
How many cars you got in the lot right here at the studio?
Oh, the damage?
You having a hail sale or something?
Yeah. There's 20 lined up for the insurance company to come get.
Good God, man.
What did you say, JD, when you came in? You're asking me about that BMW?
Oh, yeah, the Beamer outside. It looked like a 50-year-old woman's rear end.
It got beat
the
up.
The Beamer out there?
They look like golf balls. They really do.
Yeah. It was the damnedest thing. I've never seen anything like that. I mean, you've been through some storms, right? I've never been through anything like that.
I had those cars look just like my cars did back in 2000 when the tornado hit Fort Worth. And what I wound up doing is just I lined them all up to the auction. I sold them just like they are, and I busted out after the insurance money.
Really?
Basically half price.
Wow.
But, I mean, to fix all this stuff would take a year.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to jack with it.
Right.
When I get settled with the insurance company, we may list them all for you guys if y'all want to. I mean, they're going to be cheap. Cheap. I mean,
if you like a cheap car that's beat up, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're good cars that are hailed.
Yeah.
So sure. I don't want to mess with them. I'm going to sell them fast. I'm going to sell them for exactly what I. After the insurance money,
right.
From my experience, I'll be right on the money with them. Okay. I'll still own them right what they're worth after the damage. And I just want to get rid of them all, get my money back, and go on the next one. So I don't want to screw with them. I wasn't here. I was out buying cars, and I called a recon guy, and I said, hey, get the. This hailstorm hit Fort Worth at like 4 in the morning.
Right. No, 6 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Turley.
Well, just
and,
be safe.
All right.
Be correct.
Captain Literal strikes again. And
in the morning.
Everybody, Turley clarified it is 6 a.m., not 4.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Because it woke my ass up. That's why.
All right. So I said, call the dent guys, get them over here now, and get them started on these cars so we can get them busy because everyone's going to be calling them the
right.
next day.
Yep.
And I want them here so I'm not waiting in line. And they called me back. They said, well, the dent guy's here. I'm like, yeah. He said, he just laughed. Like, what's he laughing at? He said, these things are total, dude.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, they're worth, it's not worth fixing them.
Wow.
They're all cars that were like $6,000 to $8,000 stuff, most of it. There were a couple of nice ones.
In your past.
But they were all going to this note lot that I supply.
Yep.
And they're just, I mean, they got, you know, $5,000 worth of damage to repair it. They're basically total.
They're done.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
They're going to burn. You know, they're worth $2,500.
It killed like 6 animals at the zoo.
Yeah.
Birds.
Flamingos.
It's pretty easy to kill a bird.
Well, not the point. It still was very serious.
Yeah. I mean, if it killed an elephant.
How much damage did it do total?
$300 million so far.
Well, it did about $300,000 here.
Jeez.
On our stuff.
Yeah.
Thank God Almighty Jesus Christ.
What?
I need to go to church on Sunday and pray to the heavens that... Look. That it didn't hit on a different side of town where my other stuff was.
Yes, Lord. Oh, so you go to church when God does something good for you.
Yes
Lord.
I see.
Yes. Like Bobo.
That's what I was thinking about. You know, my little mishap last weekend, you know, when I had a little trouble on the road. That's the only proof I have in this world that there's really, you know, a divine creator.
How is this?
Because sometimes he really screws with me.
So your only proof of God is that he screws with you, Bobo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Doesn't that make sense?
No.
Oh, ye of little faith.
JD, yes. He's the one.
Me of little faith.
I'm going to bid this Nissan real quick, and then I want to hear some news. Craig, is this a crew cab or extended cab?
Killing me, man.
It's a crew cab.
Four-wheel drive or two?
Two.
Average, rough, or clean? It's got big miles on it.
Oh, it's clean, man. It's clean.
$2,500 to $3,000. If that works for you, go to givemethevin. Givemethevin.com. Load it up. We'll buy it. What's in the news?
What is in the news? Well, Hulk Hogan is $115 million richer.
Really?
A jury indicated they wanted to actually give him more in punitive damages due to Gawker Media. They put out this. Now, my personal opinion, Hulk should pay anybody that saw a sex tape with him. And Bubba the Love Sponge's estranged wife. Hulk says the tape was stolen.
Well, here's the thing. You're saying Hulk, and
Hulk
then his
Hogan.
Actual name is Terry whatever.
What is his name? Terry Bollea.
Yes. Okay, so he's saying that his character, Hulk,
yes,
was the one that was playing up this whole thing, yeah, and, you know, and got didn't really, you know, the whole image.
Right.
But Terry, who's the same guy, playing the same guy.
Who's the same guy?
He's the one that was violated.
Right.
He didn't know this was being recorded.
Right.
How the hell did he pull this off?
And a jury bought it.
I don't, he's like, they're talking about his wang size and everything. Right, and he's and there's audio of Hulk saying, yeah, it's 10 feet long, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well.
Because it's a bit. That's what we do in radio. Yes. What do we do? We go, well, honey, it's a bit.
I know. I've used that before on my wife.
It's just shtick.
And it works with her, but I didn't think it was worth that much money.
Apparently it's worth $115 million. Like I said, anybody that saw the tape should probably have to get some of that cash.
Yes.
More proof that drugs and alcohol will kill you, kids. Former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford is now in the hospital in grave condition. For the past year and a half, Ford has been battling an aggressive form of soft tissue cancer. But it, you know, goes back to the fact that you abuse your body for a number of years and you make a jackass out of yourself. And meanwhile, that's not why you got cancer.
Well, but remember, John allegedly said that he was running a prostitution house in Canada.
That's what got me kicked off the air in Toronto.
Allegedly, you said
with
that.
With Justin Bieber.
Right. How did we get Justin Bieber into it?
Actually, it was Turley that said
Well, we were piling on.
Hey, Bob, remember when I was talking about earlier, I get myself in plenty of trouble, I don't need any help. That day, Turley helped me get in trouble. And we got the call that we're done in Canada.
Turley's wicked, dude. Turley will get you into stuff.
No, wait a minute. Something I'm mad at you over, something you said about Rob Ford. He made an ass of himself two or three years.
It was a joke.
Mine was a joke, too. No.
Those guys are serious up there.
They're serious about Rob Ford.
Yeah, they're.
I mean, he was like John. He was like, okay.
We need to talk to John. What you said about Rod Ford?
Oh yeah,
was really not so nice. Okay, sorry, but you know, just because he smokes crack and you think that's funny, like, do you ever think maybe like we smoke crack too and we're people? Okay, sorry.
Take off.
And you're off of the radio up here in Toronto now.
The whole thing was about coon asses, which is a French-Canadian slang term for Cajuns.
Right.
And they thought it was a black racial slur.
Well, they were wrong.
Right. And when I got in the conversation, I'm like, you guys are a bunch of coon asses, is the truth.
Wow.
Y'all are Canadian, French-Canadians, and the coon asses were the ones that were pushed down to the Gulf of Mexico. Let's do our history lesson. I mean, in Louisiana, there's bumper stickers, proud to be a coon ass, there's t-shirts. It's not a bad word.
No, not at all. They embrace it.
They wouldn't they call get off, them, no, yeah. Absolute embrace it.
They
there's
do.
Restaurants that say it on there.
Right.
And they got all over me about it. And they just would not believe that it wasn't. It's like, whatever.
I don't think
And then the Rob Ford thing came up.
It was more of a like an ASPCA thing, actually. They thought you were actually denigrating raccoons.
Then, do you remember in Toronto, there was a dead raccoon sidewalk, remember and they that. Made a memorial about it.
Yeah, right. Don't you know it? Because the wildlife is important, you know, to the biosystems we got, okay?
I feel a Sarah Palin joke coming.
Hey, be nice to the raccoons, eh?
Sources are reporting that the Major League Baseball's Colorado Rockies, now this may or may not be true, plan to sell food items which contain marijuana at concession stands during the games next season. Of course, pot brownies are up on there. They're considering, Baba would might know some of this, the Durango Bango, which is considered to be the very best weed in the Rocky Mountain State.
Why do I know this?
Because you...
Wait.
Somebody does a pot report. Who is that?
The
Bob
dope report.
Floyd.
Yeah, Bob Floyd does it. Not remember.
But I know Bob...
It's a different character.
But I understand... Yeah, thank you, Holt.
Yeah.
But Bob... What's his name?
Floyd.
Bob Floyd.
Bob Floyd is a friend of yours.
Well, like Casey Kasem's a friend of yours,
yeah,
Jack.
I know, wait, but he's not a doper.
What are you talking about, man?
So let's say this story's true.
Let's say it's true.
That's great. Think about how enjoyable baseball would be.
Oh, man, the only way to watch baseball.
Yes.
No, wait a minute. No. Think about it, because baseball is the slowest sport in the world, and you're going to slow it down more?
No. The concession stands would rake in.
Yeah, they would.
You get the munchies, sixth inning.
But every time
while y'all are running your mouths, there's a Larry Kraut, Larry C., we'll call him C., in Beaumont that pushed in a 2014 911 Turbo Porsche S into the system.
Wow.
And Larry, if you're listening, call the show, because I've got some questions for you. 800-800-7234. 800 800 radio. It's got 12,000 miles on it. Go ahead.
All right. Americans spent roughly four times as much on legal pot sales in 2015 as they did on Girl Scout cookies.
You'll have to ask Bobo about that. According to he knows all about it.
Well, dude, you know a guy who does a dope report. U.S. legal marijuana market, which includes medical and recreational pots, saw 2015 revenue between $3 billion with a B.
Wow. Wonder which kind Bobo likes.
And three. What kind do you like, Bobo?
Let's ask him.
$3 billion. And, you know, we don't need it.
$3 billion.
We don't need illegal.
Billion.
No, there's no money to
be
made.
I never understood. And I don't smoke dope. A few times I've had it, it made me paranoid and hungry.
A few times you've had it.
Yeah.
You mean smoked it.
Marijuana.
You just, okay, Donald Trump, I've never had a sip of alcohol in my life.
No, yeah. I didn't say that. I used to drink a lot. That's why I was in alcohol recovery, you monkey.
So you have
I
smoked never pot or you have not?
I've said I have smoked
okay,
pot.
You said I don't smoke it, but the one time I did.
No, I've never said that.
Ha! You can see I never did.
John, you need to either listen to the show or do what you're doing because you're not doing well both. You're not doing both of them very well. I said I have smoked pot, and the few times I did, it made me paranoid and hungry. And I can get that on my own. I don't need dope to help me.
But what was your point, though?
I can't remember now.
See, the pot did it.
You done lost your short-term memory, dog.
Oh my God! Let's see.
You done smoked it away.
We gotta go. We'll be back in a moment. Pour for 800 radio. We're just gonna give me. Give me the VIN number, 17 digits. Give me the VIN.com.
And when we come back, I'll tell you about a job where you can make $12,000 a year just drinking beer.
To the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
I actually have one of those, Bobo.
Kind of a pocket percolator.
I actually own one.
Do you really?
Yes.
I'd like to see that.
I'll bring it up.
Okay.
It makes a very unique noise.
That'd be awesome.
Pocket percolator.
Yes, it's a male.
Oh God!
Yeah,
y'all are nasty.
Not just a little.
Paxton, good morning. You're on the air.
Scatter chat.
Yeah.
06 half ton Dodge with about 20. Does it have 20 inch wheels on it?
No, 17.
Is it a quad cab or a regular cab?
Four door.
Okay. The 4.7 V8 or the six cylinder.
4.7 V8. You need the VIN number?
No, I can't do it on the air. I can do that on the. I can do that. Go to givemethevin.com and just put it in. But I could bid it with without the VIN. Before we buy it, we're going to pull the VIN, make sure the history's clean. It's not a flood car or anything like that. 4,500.
4,500.
45 to 5.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Zero. Well, that sounded like a deal.
Yeah, I don't think so.
That's a lock.
Go ahead and mark that one as a buy. Go ahead and call the transporters and send them to his house.
That's in the W category.
Put a mark on the board.
Coming your way, Daddy. Yeah.
All right, click.
All right, so I promised
I'm sorry that your small V8, small-wheeled 06... $5,000? I mean, what? Did I hit him wrong?
An
05
so.
Dodge with a $120? I mean,
no.
An 06?
Unless well, it's got stuff that he didn't tell you about. And you got to tell everybody. You got to describe it correctly.
It says two-wheel drive on the board, so I figured it was a two-wheel drive. I mean, if I hit it wrong, call me back. Tell me what you'll take for it. Maybe I should. Let me look. Go ahead, Bob. I'm going to look this one up.
I'm just saying. We talked about the getting paid to drink beer? No, it can't be real. Yeah, it is. World of Beer, a Florida-based chain of craft beer taverns, is looking for 3 interns who will spend almost 4 months this summer. This is real. Visiting breweries across the country and abroad, tasting beer, attending beer festivals, and posting about their adventures via the blog and social media.
I hit it too light. I'll give $6,000. You're right. Go ahead.
World of Beer will pay you $12,000 for 4 months and cover all your expenses, all your travel expenses, your food, and your lodging.
If it's an SLT.
That is freaking awesome.
Yep.
What a great job to have out of college.
Apply for a beer-soaked internship. Simply go to World of Beer's website, World of Beer, and they're only looking for three, so I'd get on that pretty quick.
Oh, you know there's going to be thousands of them. So how are they going to select them? Well, I'm an expert in IPAs,
I think you show up naked and drunk. And they go, yo.
You know what? I'll bet it's an endurance thing. I'll bet they sit you in a room, all 100 of you. And you just, whoever outlasts everybody else is like Survivor, you know?
Who can hold their beer the best?
Outlast.
I'm enjoying beer more and more the older I get. And I'm not a beer snob at all. I don't give a damn about IPAs or ales or all that stuff.
That's coming up.
I like Miller Lite or any light, but Miller Lite preferably in the frozen schooner. I can
drink that.
I really like that.
You tried an IPA or anything?
I've tried it all. You get too drunk on that.
I know. That's great.
You got me figured out. I don't even know what an IPA is.
I don't want to. I'm not drinking to get drunk.
What
I'm
is an IPA?
To chill out.
Yeah, but you only have to drink one to get that buzz.
But then you got to go home.
Individual, personal, asinine beer.
What is an IPA?
I want to drink beer for an hour and not get drunk.
They're not going to tell us.
It's like a home. It's just a different type of like homemade.
It's
beer.
Like popsicles to me.
It's different type of hops. Different. It's more. It's higher potency in alcohol. Different flavors with
it's
it.
It's called an India Pale Ale. That's what IPA stands for. India Pale Ale. It's a hoppy beer within the broader category of pale ale.
Example.
There's a lot of different.
Full
brands.
Moon.
Goose Island. No, flat Tire.
Fat Tire.
Yeah.
Fat Tire. Okay, I've had that. At the Golden Nugget,
and it's got like 6%. And somebody, I've had one, a Belgian one,
Blue
that
Moon.
Had 18% alcohol in it.
Oh my lord!
One, I was toasted.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's past wine, I believe. Most wines are like 12, 13.
You can buy like Steel Reserve though. It's one of those cheap rice beers, but they crank it up to 8.
I wouldn't mind going hill after the show and getting a cold beer. Now that we're talking about,
hell yeah!
I think there's a Dos Equis in the refrigerator.
You drop by the store on the way home and you pick up what? You like Miller? You're a Miller
Lite
guy.
I stop by my haunt and get. I like the tap in the fishbowl schooner that's frozen.
Yeah.
I'm not a big beer drinker at home. A little bit, but my kids would argue that. But
messes it up.
I don't always drink
the vibe,
beer.
Yeah.
But when I do,
yeah.
I take a 6-pack of Natural Light Tall Boys.
Really?
In a brown paper bag. Keeping it classy, Bobbo. Keeping it classy.
I'm just saying. 16 ounces times 6? Yes, sir.
Well, you should drink more water, they say, unless you're near Puget Sound near Washington. Apparently, samples taken from the water show high levels of Prozac, bug spray, cocaine, Xanax, ibuprofen, and 77 other drugs.
Holy cow.
These drugs literally littered not only the water, but also the tissues of juvenile salmon. So if you're eating the salmon or drinking the water, you might be getting high.
You'd be high?
Yeah, this is actually a very serious situation, but that's up near Washington and Puget Sound. Did you hear about Trey Walker, 23-year-old cornerback of the Baltimore Ravens? This is pretty serious.
Yeah.
Maybe we won't talk about that one.
He's dead from a motorcycle wreck.
Yeah, but
that's funny.
Yeah, it's not funny, but I don't understand
sports.
Those guys they're making millions of bucks. Why are you riding a bike? You know, and I'm sure it's in the contract somewhere. It may
that
be voided.
Yeah, I was going to say, with movie actors and such, when they go into a film, you can't do crazy stuff. You can't, like, you know, what's his name that almost got killed in the biplane?
Johnny Manziel?
No, the biplane. The Star Wars.
His dad already
quit Harrison
it.
Ford.
Thank you, Harrison Ford.
Well, and did you hear the story? There's a baseball player that wanted his kid in the locker room. Constantly, this is part of it with the Washington Senators. He had his kid in the locker room. That's part of his contract.
Part of his contract.
Signed a new contract with the White Sox.
Uh-huh.
And they said, yeah, fine, okay, no problem. Well, last year he didn't have such a good year.
Okay.
So this year they're like, hey, the kid thing, it's now no more. And so he said, well, you know what? Screw it. I retire.
Really?
Yeah, because he'd rather have time with his kids. So there's always something in a contract that's written.
When we were on in Dallas, since we're not on there anymore, I can say this. We had, you can have alcohol on the air, into our contract.
Really?
You can drink alcohol. The way the lawyer wrote it was you can drink as long as it's part of the show.
Your old contract when you were with wrestling.
For entertainment purposes, you may have alcohol on the air, drink it. And we did.
Explains why you were an alcoholic.
Wow, did we ever. It was not only expected, it was in my contract.
Yeah, no kidding.
So how did it work?
How did it work? The contract?
The drinking on the air.
It didn't work well. But my for me, I ended up in rehab. My co-host just ended up combative and angry every day because he would start drinking before he got there. So by the time we hit on the air at 3 o'clock, he was punchy. By the time we got off the air at 7, he was toasted.
So and y'all had a bottle of what?
Jack.
Okay, and y'all just sipped on it? You had glasses?
I didn't, on the air, but then I was in...
Did he?
He did, yes. Oh, yeah, openly. He would do the little cork nose, yeah. The little cork noise. He would do that on the air regularly.
But would everybody, like the board op and everybody else?
No, just him. Just really? Him.
I think the board op is the one that can't do it.
Yeah, that would be kind of...
No, because the board op is doing the legal stuff, so right. He can't. But the
hey, I'm going to play this song real quick.
The host of the show was the only guy that drank openly, and he had the cork, and he went, oh, I'll drink to that. So he made a bit out of it every day.
Every single day.
Every day.
There never got a DWI.
Quick story. Hold on.
We're out of time.
Tommy.
Till next.
Okay, I'll tell you next about Tommy Lee.
All right, we'll be right back.
JD.
Joseph and Lay, hang on just a second. I'm going to do these cars off the air. Let's look them up.